Both the Senate and the Assembly have already passed drunk driving legislation on unanimous votes, but they have to agree to the same bill before they can send it to the governor's desk, something that's eluded them so far. They do agree on a lot, including one provision that would require an ignition interlock device for repeat drunk driving offenders, and another that would make a fourth drunk driving offense within 5 years of a previous offense a felony. They did not agree on how to pay for the changes. Senators called for a major increase in the criminal assessment fee to cover part of the bill, while Assembly lawmakers were less specific. Another unresolved issue is whether to change the governance of Wisconsin's largest school district. Governor Jim Doyle wants to let Milwaukee's mayor appoint the superintendent. Several Democratic lawmakers adamantly opposed that and have proposed an alternative that would keep more power with the school board. Doyle says the two sides are still talking, but he feels strongly about the issue.
I'm glad to see that the opponents of the bill at least have backed off of somehow defending the status quo. But I'll tell you, the other alternative that they came up with, I mean, just goes in absolutely the wrong direction. It does not make it clear who's in charge. It diffuses responsibility rather than making clear what the lines of responsibility and authority are.
The governor can call the legislature back to town on his own, but lawmakers have the option of ignoring him. Legislators could call themselves back to Madison for the drunk driving bill, and in fact, Assembly Majority Leader Tom Nelson told members to keep their calendars clear 2 weeks from now. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.